Okay, so do try and find a comfortable, stable posture where you can breathe easily in a calm moment and a quiet space in your life. Get your hands out of the way somewhere, stationed in your lap or on your knees or thighs. Most people like to close their eyes to help bring calm, though you can open them if you're getting sleepy. And with these little messages to your body to help your body get centered, you want to now bring your mind into the picture, and we do that by focusing our mind on the breath. The breath is like the gateway into our minds and nervous systems. So get acquainted with it as the one vital rhythm that you can control. And without trying to control your breath, without trying to breathe right or breathe any way in particular, just do this one simple step of bringing awareness. Let your body breathe as it will. It knows how to breathe. But just actually pay attention. Don't take it for granted. Don't be disconnected or on autopilot. But just sort of be aware that you're living and breathing in this moment. For start, you can take a nice, deep, long sigh and exhale. Let all that breath out, all that stale breath and energy. Breathe it all out. And as the next breath comes, let it be as gentle and fresh as possible. Try to let it fill your lungs without effort, just because there's space there. As if you're just a bubble of breath, a vessel of pure life, energy, and awareness. And you're just giving and taking with the world around you. So as you bring awareness to that simple natural rhythm that keeps us all living and all aware, you'll find that you notice things about your breath and your body that normally you haven't. You can sort of feel your lungs filling and emptying. Feel your rib cage rising and falling. Feel your belly filling and rounding out with breath and then emptying and slimming in again. Feel the breath as it runs through your nostrils, cool, and your passages and airway into your lungs. And then feel it run back out again, a little warmer. As you're trying to attend to the breath, the first thing that you'll notice is it's not so simple. You know that you'll find your mind wandering off into sounds or feelings that distract you, into memories or plans that distract you. And the moment you've wandered off or catch yourself wandering off, it's an opportunity for you to exercise the mental muscle of mindfulness. That's the muscle that remembers what you're trying to do, that tries to center you on a focus or task. So remember, you're trying to focus on the breath, and as soon as you catch your distracted mind, rein it back in again, gently but firmly, like a little puppy that you're trying to train. Good humor, bring it back to the breath. And again, try to sort of feel the settling effect or the calming effect of bringing yourself back into yourself, to your living, breathing body, right here and now. It's very reassuring to know that we are breathing. There's more right with us in this moment than is wrong with us. And that we don't, you know, necessarily need to worry about the world out there. So reining the mind in from its far-flung distraction, all of its worrying, all of its busyness, all of its plans, bringing it back to settle and rest on the breath should be a very centering and calming experience, so much simpler than what we normally expect of ourselves. At the same time, we may be tired enough or just, you know, rested enough that we slip into drowsiness and fatigue. So normally, in beginners especially, this is really easy because we're not used to stopping our relaxation at a middle point. We're used to sort of shifting from right from, you know, hyper waking into drowsiness and sleep. Instead, as we sort of settle the mind down and we start to move toward drowsiness, we want to catch our mind and uplift it. And we do that with the mental muscle of alertness or awareness. That's the muscle that alerts us that we're, you know, fogging out, zoning out, and that helps us make that extra effort to uplift, energize, clarify the mind again, and bring the mind back to the breath, to the present moment, to what's happening and where we've chosen to focus. So by alternately settling the mind and uplifting the mind, a breath at a time, we can slowly find a new center in our living, breathing bodies, in our lives, a new centered place of stable clarity and calm, a new go-to place that will actually be a much better tool for the job of our everyday life than the normal swings from hyper excitement or distraction to sort of cloudy fatigue or dullness, zoning out. This centered place is sort of a workable place. It's like a tame, civil place where we can really face the challenges and also the interests and plays of our lives. So we do, while we may feel this is sort of, you know, really impossible for us, we're too restless, we're too busy, we're too multitasking, we're too neurotic. It's within each of our natures. It's within our nervous systems and our natural potential to shift our state of mind, our state of consciousness, and to give ourselves a new option, a new default, a new tool for the job of our everyday lives. And that's what we're doing when we practice mindfulness. And as sure as working out in the gym, if we work to resist the tendency to distraction, and we work to resist the tendency to dullness, we're building the muscles we need to stay centered in a space of clarity and calm. As sure as, you know, working out will build those muscles that make us stronger, exercising our mental muscles will make our mind stronger, our attention stronger, our awareness stronger, and we'll be more and more able to stay present, to stay centered, and bring that presence and centered awareness to our lives. And that's the practice of breath mindfulness. And in between sessions in the day, you'll find, that you get distracted or fatigued. Just try to remember your breath as a gateway back to sort of shifting gears into a more centered and balanced and a more workable state to the mindful state of clarity and calm.